listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how God guides. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, where we read this. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Acts chapter 13 is a special chapter. It explains how the remarkable missionary tours of the Apostle Paul began. As Paul and others in the congregation at Antioch served and worshiped God, the Holy Spirit spoke to all present and said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." That's in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Now, everyone concerned obeyed God, and Paul and Barnabas went as the Holy Spirit told them to. That's why we read, "being sent out by the Holy Spirit," here in verse 4. The Christians of the church at Antioch sent Barnabas and Saul, but more importantly, the Holy Spirit sent them. Any group of Christians can send someone, but if the Holy Spirit doesn't send them, it won't amount to eternally effective ministry. Their first stop was Seleucia, near Antioch. We aren't told of any specific work that took place there. Since Seleucia wasn't far from Antioch, and where there was a thriving church, it isn't difficult to assume that there was already a group of Christians there in that port city. From Seleucia, they set out for the island of Cyprus, heading over the water, first for Salamis. This was the beginning of the famous missionary tours of the Apostle Paul. Every great work has a beginning, a starting point, and this was it for Paul's career as a missionary. Now, here's something to think about. Why did they go to Cyprus first? We aren't told that the Holy Spirit specifically guided them there, and we don't read about any unusual need in Cyprus. All we know is that the Holy Spirit told them to go, and then they started in Cyprus. Here's what I think. We know that Barnabas grew up on the island of Cyprus. That's in Acts chapter 4, verse 36. When Paul and Barnabas got together, I think it was something like this. "Paul, the Holy Spirit told us to go out and preach the gospel and to establish churches." "Well, that's great, Barnabas. Let's go. But where should we start?" "Well, I don't know, Paul. But I grew up on Cyprus, and they sure need Jesus there." "Barnabas, that's a great idea. Let's start in Cyprus." Now, here's a lesson that we might draw from this. When the Holy Spirit gives you specific guidance, then by all means follow it. Of course, being open to further guidance along the way. But when the Holy Spirit only gives you a general course, then plan out the details with common sense and meeting the needs that are closest to you. Sometimes we delay our obedience because we think that we need to know every detail before we take a single step. Friend, don't get caught in that trap. Go forth in sanctified common sense and let God guide you along the way. He's here and near to you in your life to help you with that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.